This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist together. I am so thrilled to have you with us here. Our special guest is Kathy Wilkie, the owner of Freedom and Fulfillment, a branding and marketing company that specializes in helping women who are making the world a better place with their business. We will talk more about that in just a few moments here. So Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you here. I just want to jump out here, and because I know that part of your focus is to have an authentic expression for your clients as far as who they are, and you teach women how to, you know, operate from the empowered feminine. I want to jump right into that and tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, my story is that I ran my business from the masculine for many years and burned out. And so what I discovered is that I sort of had the pendulum swing the other way. You know, I had been come out of corporate PR and marketing background and very focused on results and very driven and just very much in do, make it happen and push.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. And my business is mainly working with women who are coaches, women who are in the alternative healing space, people who are in self-development. And many of those people don't respond well to that kind of an energy. And so I realized that the way that I operated was not going to work in my business. And so I knew I had to find another way. So I didn't really know what to do. And so I started to just kind of be a little bit more in the receptive, which is part of the feminine, and stop taking action because everything felt to me like pushing. And I didn't know how to take an action without actually, you know, pushing behind it or trying to make something happen. And what happened was my business came to a standstill because I wasn't taking any kind of action. I wasn't doing anything. I was doing a lot of affirmations, which are great, and a lot of meditation, very important, and a lot of visualization, but no action. It was very frustrating because I was someone who really knew how to get things done, but I didn't know how to get them done without pushing.
It's so impressive that you just were able to see not only how it was impacting your clients, but to look and see how those shifts and changes, almost like, you know, a rebranding of yourself to kind of step into that for other people. I know part of, you know, also what you do with your clients is to reframe their look at selling so that it's a natural extension of themselves. Can you explain a little bit more about how you do that for them?
I feel that when you're in the helping profession or you're offering someone a product or service that's going to help them have a better life,
yes,
that if you don't let them know you're out there, you're in essence withholding help from them. And when I say this to some of my clients, it really sort of ticks something off in them because they are viewing it as though they're asking someone for something. They're asking for the sale. They're asking for someone to become their client. They're asking for someone to give them money. And when we turn it around to say, you know what? You're making a beautiful, generous offer to someone. You have something that can help solve a problem that they're struggling with. And actually, they're looking for you. And so it changes the energy of how you step out with your work and sell and how you approach people and how you speak to people, because it's the feeling of having a wonderful tray of chocolates and just saying, hey, would you like one? I teach them to be in that energy. And the person can say no, because maybe, you know, they don't really love chocolate, but you don't need to feel like there's something wrong with the chocolate because someone said no, like it's just not the right fit. And so the other side of what I do is helping them with their marketing message, which becomes something that can be help the person self-select into working with them. If your marketing message is on point for the ideal client that you have set, then when you make the offer, it's usually an easy yes.
Right. You know, I love that. And I bet that's, you know, a relief for people as well, right? To be able to see that, you know, being more of themselves. And I know you also talk about having things be in alignment with your values and mission. And, you know, that's something that we always step forth as well. I mean, the mission of Spa Life is to have more clarity and to elevate consciousness and have contribution. And that weaves into everything that we do. So I love that you incorporate that for them. And do you find that people are more embracing who they're stepping out to be in business when they weave that into the equation?
Absolutely. I work with my clients to get their business so that it actually is the thing that they came to the planet to do. Some people think that they're on that path, but they're in fact, when they get really honest, that they're really not. And sometimes just a little bit of a tweak or a shift can make all the difference in the world to them, you know, and then they have the permission to really do their genius work and the thing that they really came to do.
Right. You know, I feel that's exactly what has people just rivet to want to be with that person and be attracted to that person when they have that sorts of energy in doing their work in the world. So I
absolutely, there's a lot to be said about the energy which you approach things and the energy that you're in when you do them, which is a lot of what I work with around doing business in the feminine is what energy are you in when you take an action? Because you can take the same action with two different intentions and end up with two different results, I believe.
Wonderful. So Kathy, you know, it's so many times, you know, people live their life by default and they let things happen, you know, versus living by design. And we really want to look at how people can design their life. And it looks like you actually, you know, were very proactive in doing that and making that happen for you. What are some of the things that you've done to consciously create, you know, your spa life where you have that balance and accomplishment happening simultaneously?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the things that's really important about the way that I run my business and the way that I work with my clients to run their business is that you're taking the actions that you're taking are from a place of inspiration, that you feel inspired to do things and you find the inspiration or the thing that lights you up to inform taking that action. So that's huge. One of the other things is I build a lot of self-care into my day that's non-negotiable.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So my morning meditation, the time that I start seeing clients, you know, not until after I've sort of really filled up. And so I really, you know, encourage my clients to have a routine that really fills them up because we all know that running on fumes serves no one. And I take breaks during the day. It's really important for me to get out in nature. A lot of times I work outside because it just feels like I'm not working. I'm just where I want to be. I take a hike at the end of the day, every day. I build a lot of stuff into my day. So it really helps break things up. And I used to feel very much like a prisoner behind my computer. And I would sit there for 3 hours straight, and not get up. And I really have worked to not let that happen anymore.
Well, I find it so lovely. I love how you break up your day, you listen to your body, you know, you actually make it more of an experience, right? And I love, you know, getting out in nature. And I find that there's actually a theme around this with, you know, the guests that I have is that the ones that actually get out in nature feel much more fulfilled about their work, about their life. It's a recharging that happens. So I love to hear that that's part of your day and your experience of what you do that honors yourself and to have that happen. And, you know, when you talk about being a prisoner of your work in the past, it triggers for me the whole busyness. And I'd love to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, I've been sharing a lot about, I feel like busyness is like the new addiction. And that, you know, when you ask someone how they are, they say, you know, I'm so busy and this rushness. And, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And so what is your spa life secret that allows you to have the most impact in your day?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm just about to start something new. I'm about to answer a deep desire of mine, which I encourage my clients to run their business from desire, which is I really, really don't like sitting down behind a computer. And so I do a lot of one-on-one sessions and I'm behind my computer and on the phone. So I kept saying, you know, if only I could work with my clients while I'm out walking. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to figure out how I can make that happen. So I'm going to start doing my sessions while I'm out walking since I do them on the phone. And I thought I can stop when I need to and take notes because I take notes when I speak with my clients, but I can stop when I need to and take the notes on my phone and get them transferred into the client file. So I'm going to be testing that out next week.
I love that.
Yeah, radical, but sometimes you just have to do it. I just feel it will make me better. It will make me better on every level because my brain is so different when I'm standing up and I'm on my feet and I'm moving. Like it's so much more can come in.
Right, right. Well, I so appreciate that because, you know, one of the things I do with my VIP clients when I'm with them in person is that we do walk and talks where we actually go out in nature and we connect because, you know, you are right on. I mean, there's studies and things that have shown that when you are out walking and the movement of your body is actually, it triggers a different area of your brain and you can actually be more creative and you can actually have new ideas come in because the movement allows you to move with much more freedom and flow through right and left brain. So you actually are much more creative, much more present, have some of your great ideas by utilizing the walk and talk. So I'm excited to hear, you know, what your experience will be with that, not only for you, but for your clients.
I am so excited that you just gave me all that research because here I was just sort of following my impulse. And now I'm even more turned on and excited to do it. I can't wait. So now I feel like I have validation.
Absolutely.
Scientific reasoning to actually do it besides the fact that I just want to.
Right. Absolutely. And what's so great about that as well is, you know, it seems like when we step into, you know, what is really truly what we're here to do, we are supported. You know, there are, you know, whether there's actual data or not, you know, it really has just a bigger and better impact for everyone that we are in contact with. So that's just another reason for people to really tune into their purpose and their mission. And I know that's part of what you do to support people, but how great is it for people to have their daily experience, not only in the work that they're doing, but how they're doing it. Right. And, you know, that they're doing it in a way that inspires them and really, you know, so they can enjoy it. Right. Isn't that why we're here?
Yes. And one of the things that I really learned through my business trajectory is that you really can't take a rotten journey and end up at a good destination. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait a minute. For some of our listeners, I'd like you to say that again because that is really deep.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't take a rotten journey and end up at a good destination. So, you know, what you're doing, Diane, with your business is so key for women to understand and incorporate that you put the happiness and everything in now. You don't kill yourself, run on fumes and think you're going to get there and all of a sudden, oh, it's all going to open up for me because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Yeah. And so it's about exactly what you're doing, putting those pieces in now and luxuriating where you can luxuriate in your life and taking care of yourself. And so as you grow, all of that stuff is there with you.
Right. Yes. It's, you know, it's so important. And, you know, I love that you have a mindfulness part of who you are and what you do. And you talked about the non-negotiable, that it being crucial in terms of how you start your day. And I know that you have a morning, you know, meditation practice. Is that something that has always been part of who you are? Is that something you evolved into? What was that journey for you?
I'm going to say it started maybe 5 years ago. I noticed how much it shifted my day and started to shift my whole life doing that. So now it just feels like if I don't do it, it just feels like it's like if you don't brush your teeth in the morning. Like, you know, ugh, what? Yeah, it's like that.
Right. Now, was there something that, you know, someone introduced that to you? Was it just kind of inner insight? You know, was there something that happened in your life?
I got involved with the City Yoga community.
Okay.
So, yeah, going to their services and their chanting and their meditation. And I was very, very involved with them for many years. And so it all came through that.
Nice. So yeah. Good. So what led you? I know we talked a little bit about the, you know, empowered feminine, but what led you to have that be your focus?
Seeing a lot of my clients who were either sort of in their masculine pushing and burning out as I was, and then seeing another group who were kind of what I call in the collapsed feminine, where I also was when I got out of my masculine, where they not really taking action, don't want to push, want to wait for things to come to them. And I realized there's a middle place between these two. And that's what the empowered feminine is that middle place between sort of being receptive and open and nurturing and strategy and taking action.
I always find that so refreshing that, you know, a lot of people talk about just they're all or nothing.
Yep.
And so, you know, a lot of times I talk about when we're like, when I'm in somebody's space, you know, they look in terms of being like, either they're organized or they're not organized, you know, they're following their passion or they're not following their passion. But, you know, I like to use the reference as a dimmer switch, right? That you can turn it up or down to really find that sweet spot that really works for you. So I love that you incorporate that into your work.
Yes, absolutely.
So good. Well, you know, speaking of the space in terms of, you know, when we talk about spa life and we talk about how you feel in your space, it's like how you're moving throughout your day. And we know how it feels walking into a spa. And that's why I utilize that analogy of having, bringing that energy and bringing that feeling into your day and how we experience our life. And so with that in mind, I'd love to know, like, what is your favorite room in your home and why? And let me just tell you a little bit more about that, because, you know, how we feel in our home is a different feeling that we want to have in our office versus our kitchen versus maybe a living room. And so, you know, they all have different energies and different purposes. So what is your favorite room and why?
I love my bedroom. Yes, because it's just has everything in it that I love, you know, and it's soft and it's feminine and it feels good, you know, to be in there.
Nice. I love that. So is there anything else that you'd like to share that we want to talk to our listeners about?
Yeah, I think I didn't really get to totally answer one of the questions that you asked me, which was, you know, one of my main things that I do to make the most impact in my business. And believe it or not, it is to cook and eat a healthy lunch every day.
Yes.
It's really important that I'm, you know, eating the right foods. And I do spend a lot of time to prepare and make sure that I have the right stuff to eat and to sit down and to unplug and really eat lunch and relax. That's a huge thing for me. You know, when I was in my masculine, lunch was standing at the kitchen counter with a hunk of cheese and then going back and getting on the computer.
Right. You know, this is such an important habit to incorporate to, you know, nourish ourselves and to honor the time that, you know, we feed our body. I know some of the people are going, especially when you say you spend a lot of time doing that, a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't have time for that. And it goes back into the busy mode, right? Yep. So I'd love to hear, you know, how do you incorporate that? Is that something that you shop on the weekend? Do you do some prep? You know, is that something that you do as kind of a mindfulness each day? Like, how does that, what's that look like for you?
Yeah, I am into like batch cooking. So I will shop on the weekend and make sure I have all that I need in the house for the week. And then often I will cook a number of things, a larger amount. And so that I just have to maybe add something to it quickly or heat it up and don't have to start. Although sometimes there's things that I do, I have to just cook, you know, prep from the beginning.
Right.
But I'm not a totally organized person, but about my food. I'm always anticipating the next meal. So I'm always thinking ahead on that. But I don't think ahead with anything else in my life.
Well, I find that so impressive because, you know, that can, you know, it really can affect, you know, the crashes that you would have in the afternoon and the energy that you have. And, you know, I think sometimes people don't really take into consideration that mind-body connection. And so that's why I find it so impressive that you are honoring that and that you have that happen. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, when people say that they don't have time or they haven't made it a priority is to really look at, you're going to spend the time anyway, whether you're driving somewhere to get something or you're going to grab something and you're going to maybe have a energy crash in the afternoon or something that's going to happen. It's going to affect you in some way. So being intentional about it and having it really support you, I think is so important. And one of the things that I think that is also helpful for people in this arena is to, you know, find a day where you can, you know, set aside time, that batch time to, you know, to cook things, to go to the grocery store to make that happen. And one of the things I like to do is to actually put things in serving sizes. So I was actually sharing this with one of my clients the other day where, like, if I have, like, you know, some crackers, I'll actually, and it says 4 servings, I'll actually put it in 4 servings. Wow. So I have my home kind of like a deli or a department store, you know, a grocery store where I can actually just grab them, you know, fairly quickly. But it just saves so much time to do it all because you got to handle it once in the beginning anyway, right? So you might as well just separate them out and make it happen. So I find that's a way to kind of have that balance between taking intentional time, but then also honoring yourself to have, you know, healthy snacks and meals.
Yeah. And as far as like any of the like preparation time that I'm, you know, putting the lunch together that day, I just feel when I'm in that kind of mode of doing something physical, again, it opens up my brain in a different way and things will pop out, you know, things will come to me around the business or a business name for a client or something like that. So when I stopped like resenting that I had to spend the time to do it and just allowed myself to sort of enter into it, it's like, oh, this is actually productive in a way without trying to be productive, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, it's the same, like, you know, when you're out in nature, right? Anytime you're in a different environment, you know, we talk about how different environments affect us. And, you know, when you're out in nature, I'm sure that you probably get these, like, what I like to call whispers in the wind, you know, those ideas that happen out in nature in the movement. I bet you've had some of your great ideas out in nature.
Totally. Yep.
Right. Absolutely. Right. And it's also
on the weekend, the whole thing of like cooking stuff that starts to feel like a minute. Like when I don't have to do it because I'm hungry and I can just sort of spread it out and do it during the day. For me, that feels super relaxing.
Right. And yeah. Also an extension of your meditation practice.
Right. Right.
Right. Exactly. You know, that also reminds me that when I see like sous chefs and, you know, and in sushi bars, you know, when they're so intent and they're in their practice and it's about creating beauty as well as food. And, you know, it just that it becomes, you know, almost an honoring practice to how they interact with the food. And I think it affects the taste too. You know, when they talk about something made with love, right?
Yes.
I think that
and
comes
how it metabolizes in your body.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So good. Well, you know, one of the things I also like to ask is that I find that my guests stand for something. And I'd love to ask you, like, what is it that you unapologetically stand for in the world?
I unapologetically stand for people making a living, a good living, and being successful using their gifts.
I love that so much. I totally see that and how that is in alignment with you and what you bring to the world. So I completely appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
So good. Well, I know that our listeners are going to want to, you know, be in connection with you. How can they do that?
My website is freedomandfulfillment.com. So you can always find me there. We're doing a giveaway for an ebook that's coming out November 1st, 5 Secrets to Running a Business from the Empowered Feminine. So we're going to put a link so that people can sign up for that. And you can also find it on my website.
Perfect. That is so great. And for our podcast listeners, if you just look at the show notes, we'll have the exact link for you to be able to get that. But I highly encourage you to go to Kathy's website so that you can see, you know, some of the wonderful things that she's up to and what she's doing. And that is so generous for you to give that gift to our listeners.
You're welcome.
So good. And, you know, for those of you who've maybe, you know, jumped in here and kind of wondering about, you know, what is this conversation that we're having around spa life? And I know that I've shared that it's about a lifestyle, about, you know, accomplishment and harmony together. I also have a free gift for you that you can go to dianehoffman.com/guide. And that way you can look at what are some of the environments that can really put that in place and, you know, really look at the, you know, conversation that Kathy and I've been having here about being intentional about your life and creating it in a way that is honoring and representing who you're here to do. So with that, Kathy, thank you so much for being here and sharing, you know, your passion and your vision and all the great work that you do for people.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say, I love what you do, Diane. I really do. I think it's awesome. So important.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you. And for our listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.